This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number on the screen, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you're watching on a video sharing platform, you will see a link in the description to that text version. If you like my content, please take a moment to share this with your social media networks and contacts. Today's topic is tax advice for families fleeing big cities. Many families are fleeing big cities. Are you one of them? There are some significant tax ramifications that you need to consider now, so you aren't surprised next April 15th. Did you move to a new state? If you established residency in a new state, remember that you will need to file a part-year resident return in the state where you moved from, and also the state that you moved to. This means that you should be calculating estimated income taxes to that new state, as next April 15th, you will be required to file a part-year return there. If you fail to make these estimated payments, you may be subject to failure to pay penalties. This is a good time to call me to make sure we get your income tax projections done for your federal taxes and your prior and new state taxes. Were you paying city taxes where you moved from? Let's say you were living in Manhattan and you permanently moved to New Jersey. While you were a resident of New York City, you were subject to New York City income taxes. Now that you've moved out of New York City and have established residency elsewhere, you no longer will need to pay New York City income taxes. This is important for people that have a W-2 from New York City. You should let your employer know that you are no longer subject to New York City income taxes and that they should not be withheld any longer from your paycheck. This will give you extra money in your pocket now, which many of us need. Many cities around the country assess a city income tax, so please double-check your own situation to see if this applies to you. You should fill out a brand new W-4 form, a federal one and a state one. A W-4 form tells your employer the level of income taxes that you want withheld from your pay at the federal, state, and city levels. An important note here, what if you haven't sold your old residence but you have physically moved? In this case, moving to a new home does not mean you are instantly a resident of that new jurisdiction. Be sure to make changes to your mailing address, auto and homeowners insurance, and voters registration. I say this because the city that you moved from will still attempt to say that you were a full year resident of that city and will try to collect a full year of income tax from you if you still own a home there. Let's talk about the residence sale gain exclusion. Now's a good time to refresh you on the rules regarding selling a residence. If you've lived in your residence two of the past 5 years, a married couple can ignore the first $500,000 of gain that they realized on the sale of a residence, and a single person can ignore the first $250,000 of gain. Some people still think that the old rules apply when selling their residence. Those rules said that any gain that you realize on the sale of a residence would be rolled into the basis of any new residence that you purchased. But today the sale of one residence and the gain on it has nothing to do with any new residence purchased. Again, they are completely separate transactions for tax purposes. If you're selling your residence, you need a CPA to review the closing disclosure documents well ahead of time before you sit at the closing table. Remember that a closing disclosure, formally called a HUD-1 statement, is a tax and accounting document first before it is a legal document. Always have all documents for any real estate closing reviewed by a CPA ahead of time. Are you converting your prior residence in a city to a rental property instead of selling it? This involves establishing a basis, which means your initial purchase price and costs, plus capital improvements made since that purchase for your former home. A rental property's income or loss is reflected on Form Schedule E on your Form 1040. Take the time now to gather the initial closing disclosure for when you bought that property and also make a list of capital improvements you made since you purchased it. I will need all of that information to establish this property as an investment property on your taxes going forward. The most common question that I receive when someone is buying a new investment property or converting a residence to one is, how much rent should I charge? This is a great question, and the best place to get the answer is from a seasoned real estate agent who specializes in investment properties in your area. You can also check classified ads. Don't forget that real estate brokers not only sell houses, they also represent clients who are trying to rent their properties. Broker websites can also be a great source of information and a good place to start researching what you should be charging for rent. Getting the true fair market value rent for your rental property is the most important piece of information needed to analyze a rental property's rentability. Like CPAs, all real estate agents are not alike. Many people think they are all the same, like a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas. If you don't have a real estate agent in your circle of trusted professionals, call me so I can introduce you to one. My firm specializes in residential and commercial investment properties in all 50 states, and we are always here to answer your questions, of course. You need a CPA more than ever. I hope you realize now that any time that you move, you should be consulting with your CPA to assess the tax impact to your family and business. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.